Sitka was always destined to be a service town. Because of its location, on the ocean side of an island, the city held a prominent place in the Pacific Theater during World War II. It was home to the Navy's first air station in Alaska, and if you island hop, you can still see remnants of old gun mounts and military barracks. It's in memory of those men and women that the Sitka Veterans Association wants to construct a memorial.
The veterans in this community deserve something, you know, not only to memorialize them, but also to remember what they have done, those that are not with us and those that are living, and have a place for them to go and to realize that 4th of July parades and Veteran Day parades are not enough.
That's George Bennett Sr., representing the Sitka Veterans Association with Jamie Ackley. Together, they shared their vision for a memorial that was prominently located, accessible, and educational.
One of the aspects that we are wanting to do is a remembrance walk where people, as they come into town or locals here, can purchase bricks in honor of family members that have served whatever branch it was or whatever time.
Local architect Monique Anderson drew up an initial design, which places the memorial on the concrete space outside Harrigan Centennial Hall, facing the causeways. It includes a portable stage with removable seating, a flag court, remembrance area, and what the designer calls history nooks, detailing veterans' involvement in both World Wars, Korea, Vietnam, and Iraq. The assembly liked the idea, but had more than a few follow-up questions. Here's Assemblyman Kevin Knox, Stephen Eisenbeiss, and Bob Petruski.
What does this resolution do for moving this project forward?
What is your plan for maintaining it now and into the future?
I guess I certainly would like to know how you guys plan to fund it, if that's an answer that you have.
Yes.
The Sitka Veterans Association intends to pay for the memorial with grant money, attainable once a site is chosen. And to Knox's question, the resolution asked solely for the Assembly's support of the concept. Petruski pointed out there was no language specifying the memorial be located anywhere, especially at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
It just says municipal property.
That turned out to be a selling point for the veterans' case. The Assembly seemed comfortable approving the resolution without a site, because that way, there would be a thorough public vetting process. Now, while the Port and Harbors Commission has endorsed this idea, too, the Parks and Recreation Committee has some concerns. They've wondered in past meetings how the memorial would integrate with the boat ramp and the seawalk, and how the city would maintain the site in the future. Bennett said that was a good question, but ultimately, the Veterans Association is in this for the long haul.
We don't intend, you know, to create something and leave it there. That's not our style. We're veterans, and we know what our responsibility is.
In Persons to be Heard, veteran Ben Maiasato backed that up.
I myself will happily volunteer any time that is needed to make sure that this is kept up. Having served my country and deployed overseas, I know the difficulties of those who have served and have answered the call.
Maiasato estimated there were 1,100 to 1,200 veterans currently living in Sitka. Assemblyman Aaron Bean then asked if the Veterans Association had any alternate locations for the memorial. Ackley said yes, there were two, including a site at Japonski Island. The Assembly passed the resolution unanimously and thanked the association for their work. Here's Hunter and Eisenbeiss.
I think you'll find Sitka is very supportive of this project, and we just need to talk more about the site location. So thank you.
I know it is quite a bit of work that you have done. Tonight's meeting, if nothing else, has indicated the mountain of work that you still have to do to get this process rolling.
The Veterans Association plans to present their final design concept to the Assembly at a future meeting, though likely not for another year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.